The United States has paused at least one shipment of bombs to Israel in opposition to apparent moves to invade the Gazan city of Rafah. Israel's operation in Rafah began hours after Hamas announced it had accepted a truce proposal earlier this week, a proposal Israel said was, quote, far from what it had previously agreed to. President Joe Biden has been trying to head off a full-scale assault by the Israelis against Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought refuge from fighting elsewhere in the Gazan Strip. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed the pause earlier.
Israel shouldn't launch a major attack in Rafah without accounting for and protecting the civilians that are in that battle space. And again, as we have assessed the situation, we paused one shipment of high payload munitions. And again, I think we've also been very clear about the steps that we'd like to see Israel take to account for and take care of those civilians before major combat takes place. We certainly would like to see no major combat take place in Rafah.
Well, representatives from Israel and Hamas have today returned to Cairo for the resumption of ceasefire talks. The Independent's former Middle East correspondent Don McIntyre spoke to me earlier.
It is a significant move because it's really the first time that the Americans have done this. It's the first time, despite a lot of pressure from both internally in the United States and from, of course, the Arab world to sort of put some muscle behind their appeals to Israel to be more protective of civilians in Gaza. And it's quite a significant shipment. It's something like in the region of 1,800 big bunker buster 2,000 pound bombs and roughly the same number of much smaller munitions, 500 pound bombs. So it certainly, if nothing else, sends quite a strong signal from the administration to Israel that, you know, if they do cross some serious red lines, then the Americans have not abandoned the idea or not denying the idea of what Lloyd Austin called a review of the shipment of weapons and other assets to Israel. So in that sense, I think it is quite significant. And indeed, the Biden administration's getting a lot of stick from its Republican opponents over it already. What, of course, we don't know is how long that's going to last. It is, you know, it's a pause, it's a suspension, it's not a cancellation. And secondly, what's going to happen in Rafah, what the Israelis are actually going to do in the main part of Rafah. I mean, at the moment, the Israelis have taken control, quite a high-profile move, of the crossing between Gaza and Egypt with a lot of tanks. And they have also conducted some what they call limited targeting of some targets in the rest of Rafah, but they have not so far launched a full-scale invasion on the ground with massive aerial assault, you know, backup and artillery. So, you know, we are in a bit of a limbo at the moment.
Because Benjamin Netanyahu facing, well, obviously that pressure from the US, but plenty of internal pressure as well to proceed, well, at full scale, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's caught between a lot of conflicting pressures, one of which, as you suggest, is the integrity of his own government. He has these two very right-wing characters, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, who have been breathing fire and brimstone about the need to move into Gaza in a really big way and are not at all well disposed towards the idea of a ceasefire in order to release the hostages, which I guess is at the moment the best hope of stopping hostilities and stopping the threat or forestalling the threat of a full-scale operation in Rafah.
Yeah, with that ceasefire deal, can anything, do you think, be salvaged from that? Obviously, Hamas had agreed to it. Israel said no. Is there anything that can be salvaged from that?
To be honest, Ingrid, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, this is a huge roller coaster. Some of the text of that draft deal that Hamas approved has been floating around today. I mean, the Israelis have a point that it's a very sort of slow and measured release of hostages over many stages. But I think that there is a basic problem. And, you know, you ask whether this can be overcome or not. I just don't know. But it is pretty basic. And that problem is that Hamas wants an end to the war for some fairly obvious reasons. And the Israelis, or at least the Israeli Prime Minister, doesn't.
That was the Independent's former Middle East correspondent Don McIntyre. The US State Department is due to deliver a report to Congress today on the credibility of Israel's assurances that its use of US weapons doesn't violate US or international law.